And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as president of the school board, Lum is faced with the difficult and unpleasant task of notifying Professor Sloan that his teaching contract is being terminated. So far, Lum has been unable to bring himself to do it. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Oh, say, Lum, I'm glad you're back, because there's been some phone calls for you.
Phone calls, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I can't bother with them right now, Edmund. There's something else I got to take care of first.
Well, I would have had him call you where he's at, but I never knowed where he's at.
Well, I've been over to a short school meeting, and the members all wanted to know why I hadn't done nothing yet about firing Professor Sloan.
Well, that's who it is been calling you to, Lum.
It was, huh?
Yeah.
You mean Professor Sloan?
Yeah.
Did he say what he wanted?
No, he never. Just said to get in touch with you.
Hmm.
I bound you he wouldn't be so anxious to get in touch with you if he knowed what you was going to tell him.
No, I say not. Didn't he even give you no little hint of what he wanted?
Just said he'd call again, that's all.
Grannies, I bound you I know what it is. Before that school board election, I sort of hinted around to Professor Sloan one day that if I got back in as president, I'd see to it that he got a raise.
A raise? Did you tell him that?
Well, in a way, I did. I've always felt that school teachers ought to be paid a way on... lot more money than they're getting.
Why, sure, there ain't no doubt about that. They ought to, yeah.
But I wish now that I hadn't mentioned it in front of the professor.
No.
Here he is calling up, expecting to get a raise, and instead of that, I gotta tell him he's fired.
Yeah, I reckon it will be sort of a surprise to him.
Surprise ain't the word for it. Grannies, I hate having to do this the worst way, but there ain't no way I can get out of it, looks like.
Well, why don't you just let some of the other board members do it for you?
No, it's up to the president to do a thing like that. In actual, I supposed to have done it 2 or 3 days ago.
Well, you better hurry up then.
Yeah, I can't stall around no longer, I can see that.
I'll get it
then. Hate to do it. I hate to tell a man he's fired.
Yeah, sure.
I'll get hold of Professor Sloan right this morning, or maybe this afternoon. Afternoon's a better time to talk to a man. Don't you say that, Amy?
Well, no, I don't think so. I'd say the morning'd be better, if there's fresher than, you know.
No, I believe the afternoon's better, or maybe even the evening.
Evening?
Yeah, you take a man in the evening, he's got all his work done for the day, and relax.
Weren't that all right?
I don't know. I never paid no attention.
I believe it was.
You get it, Abner. I want to just sit here and study on some things to say.
All right. Yeah. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yeah, he's back now, Professor Sloan.
Professor Sloan?
He just come in a few minutes ago. Sure, you can talk to him. Just a second, I'll put him on here. Here, Lum, Professor Coney.
Who?
Professor Sloan. He's the only professor we know, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah.
I tell him I'll call him back, Abner.
Call him back? Why don't you talk to him now? He's right here on the phone.
Well, I can't talk on the phone now.
Why can't you?
I don't know. That blame wisdom tooth of mine's kicking up again.
Wisdom tooth?
Oh, yeah, it hurts something wonderful.
Hmm.
How I can stand all this pain is beyond me. Oh, my poor jaw.
You never said nothing about your tooth when you come in here.
Well, I ain't one to talk about my suffering.
Oh?
Just get on the phone there and tell the professor I'll call him back.
Yeah, all right. Hello, Professor. Lum's dying of wisdom teeth. Can he call you back in a few minutes? Yeah, all right, I'll have him. Yeah. All right, Professor. Yeah, goodbye. How's your tooth feeling now, Lum?
Oh, it's feeling a little better now.
Still seems cuter to me how fast that come on you there.
Well, you know how them teeth ailments there, they come and they go. Mine's going right now.
Well, I sort of figured.
Yeah. It's a relief to have some of that suffering pain let up a little.
Yeah, that's nice, I reckon. Do you feel like calling a professor back now?
Well, it ain't let up that much.
Well, you better hurry, Lum, because the professor is calling from Luke Spears' lunchroom, and he said he's just going to be there about 5 minutes longer.
5 minutes, huh?
Yeah. So if you want to catch him there, well, you'll have to call him right away.
Yeah. He's going to be there 5 minutes, huh?
That's what he said.
That's fine. That is 5 minutes. What time was it when he called?
Well, I don't know exactly. About a minute ago, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. That cuts it down to 4 minutes then, don't it?
Let's see, 1 from 5. Yeah!
Well, sir, I better get on the phone and call him. Yeah, I better do that. Better call him right this minute. Right this minuet. Whereabouts did you say was that, Abner? Ed Beckley's drugstore?
Luke spared his lunchroom. You
heard him. Yeah. Luke spared his lunchroom. I'm always getting them two places mixed up. I reckon it's because they both saw sandwiches. And which place do you think saw the best sandwiches?
I don't know, Lum. I never thought nothing about it. But if you're going to call Professor Sloan for
you... Well, you ought to think something about it. If you eat both places, you want to go to the place that has the best sandwiches.
Well, natural. You better call the professor. I'll argue about the sandwiches some other time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Got to get right on that. Glad you reminded me of it. How long ago was it he called, reckon, Abner?
Well, you know as well as I do. Must have been, 2 minutes ago, I reckon.
2 minutes ago?
That's what I guess.
It don't mean much time, does it?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Yeah, Lum. You're right, too. Yeah, I better call him, because I wonder where he gets away from there. Let's see now. What is that ring down at Ed Beckley's drugstore?
He ain't at the drugstore. He's at the lunchroom.
Oh, yeah. What's the matter with me? That's right. Geez, I'm forgetful today. Lose my head if it wasn't paying no one.
For a feller's dying of a toothache, you sure feel awful care.
Well, that's the way I am, Abner. Even though I'm suffering terrible underneath, I'd try to keep up a happy surface.
Huh?
That's one of my philosophies of life. Did I ever tell you all my philosophies of life, Abner?
Yeah, you have 1,000 or 100 times, and you ain't got time to run through them now, neither, Lum.
No, you're right, I ain't.
Get on that phone.
Business to take care of.
Why, sure.
Yeah, got a phone call here to make.
Yeah.
And I got to make it before it's too late, too.
Go ahead.
Let's see now. What's that ring down there at the lunchroom?
You know it just as well as I do. It's a long and a short and a long.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What's the matter with me? Short and a long and a short.
A long and a short and a long.
Oh, yeah. What in the world's the matter with me today?
That's what I'm wondering here.
Everything mixed up. Yeah, the thing I better do is get on the phone. Yeah. How much time is it now since he called?
Well, near as I can calculate, Mom, I'd say it's it's over 5 minutes, I reckon.
Are you sure?
Must be.
No, it can't be that.
Yes,
too.
It is.
Yeah, your watch must be off.
Lum, there ain't no use in your calling down there now. He's done left. You know him. He lives by that watch.
No, I doubt that. Slow eater like him. I don't know what he's had, though, of course.
Lum, he said he's just going to be there another 5 minutes more, and after that...
Wait a minute. Hello? Luke? This is Lum. Yeah, Lum Edwards. Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty tolerably well. How's yourself?
Get the professor for you.
Oh, has Professor Sloan left there yet, Luke? He has, huh? Well, all right, Luke. Goodbye. Dad, blame it, he's left.
I told you he left. He said he's just going to be there 5 minutes.
Yeah, he'll been trying to get hold of him. I thought sure I had him cornered this time. But he slipped through my fingers again. Now I ain't got the least idea in the world where I can call him.
Well, I can tell you.
Huh?
Professor Sloan said if you didn't catch him there at the lunchroom, well, you'd get him at the schoolhouse, because that's where he'd be.
Schoolhouse, huh?
That's what he said.
Well, that's good news. I'll call him right there then this minute.
Well, wait just a minute, though, Lum.
I ain't going to waste a minute's time on this.
He ain't had time to get clean back to the schoolhouse yet.
Abner, don't bother me. Can't you see I got an important job I'm trying to get done here?
Yeah,
we
got
to hire the professor.
I know it, Lum.
Hello? Who is it? Mildred Blevins. Well, how are you, Mildred? Oh, I'm pretty tolerably well. How'd you tell?
Listen,
that. I forgot what I called about. Has Professor Sloan got back from lunch yet?
Of course not, unless he's on roller skates. I know he don't use them.
He ain't, huh? All right, thank you. Goodbye. Dadgummit, I'm having the worst luck today.
I told you he wouldn't be there yet, Lum. He ain't had time to get from the lunchroom over to the schoolhouse, and you know it.
No, you're right, he ain't. Not the way he loiters around and stops in everywhere to talk.
He said he was going direct to the schoolhouse, but he never said he was going to run.
Where would he most likely have stopped in to talk, reckon?
Huh?
Maybe over there at Ezra Seastrunk's office. Better call there.
Well, it ain't no use to call there. You'll just wait about 3 minutes and call back at the schoolhouse. You'll catch him there.
Abner, I know the professor better than you do. Folks claims he ain't paying no attention to his schoolwork this year, and this is one of the ways he does it, I think. Just prowling around town.
Come over that again now, Lum. I don't believe I quite catch you there.
Hello, Ezra. This is Lum. Yeah, Professor Sloan ain't there, is he, Ezra?
He be doing it, Ezra.
No, I ain't told him yet. He keeps slipping through my fingers. Well, don't worry. I'll run him down sooner or later. You tell the rest of the board members I'm going to do it. All right, Ezra. Goodbye. I mean, I missed him again.
You ain't close enough to him to miss him.
He's a hard man to track down, you know it. Maybe I better try the barber shop next.
Lum, I can tell you where he's at. He's at the schoolhouse.
I call there.
Yeah, but if you call now, he'll more likely be there by this time.
Abner, I know more about school board matters than you do. So, hello, Mose. This is Lum Edwards. Oh, just only tolerably. How's yourself? Yes, I'm trying to find a feller. Professor Sloan ain't there, is he? What? He is?
Well,
wait a minute, Mose. Hello, Mose, come back to the phone.
What in the world is the professor doing over there?
I don't know. I surely never expect her. I mean, hello? Yeah, this is Lum Edwards.
You got him now, fine.
Well, I've been trying to get hold of you, too, Professor. You're going to what?
Hope that toothache don't get him again.
Well, I do know. Oh, well, don't worry about that. We'll be able to get somebody, maybe. Well, we're surely going to miss you, Professor, but I'm happy to see you get a better job. All right, Professor, old boy. I'll see you before you leave. You bet. Goodbye.
What's that the professor said, Long?
Wait a minute, Abner. I ain't got time to talk now. I got to call the school board members and tell them I took care of everything. It's a matter of firing the professor.
Huh?
Let them know they've got a president they can depend on.